Hello, I'm Irving Chernoff, and this is the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jonathan, and I am at work just waiting for a job lot of printing to be done. So I thought, why not have a quick visualise? So let's have a little rando panda. I've got a one in mind. It is it's bishop and pawn against a lone king, which sounds like it's going to be really easy, but let me give you the position. White has a king on f3, a bishop on e4, and a pawn on h6. Black has a king on f7. That's white. King f3, bishop e4, pawn on h6. Black has a king on f7. Have fun with it, blindfold Easters. You might want a little hint about this one. And I'll record that a little bit later when I've got another break. Hello again. It is not my break yet, but I have a quick opportunity as I'm waiting for my laptop to restart, since nothing in this bloody shambles of an organisation works properly, so I have to do that multiple times a week. Anyway, getting back to today's problem, you might think bishop and pawn against lone king should be really easy, but the issue is it's a rook's pawn, and if you've had some experience with this sort of thing, been around the chess world a little while, you'll know that if the bishop doesn't control the queening square of a rook's pawn, it's what's known as a wrong coloured bishop or the wrong bishop. And if the defending king can get to the queening square, h8 in this case, then bishop and pawn cannot win. There's no way to do it. So first things first, is this a wrong bishop ending? And then, if you're new to that idea and you don't believe it, maybe have a little think about trying to prove that white could win with a wrong bishop and a rook's pawn against king on h8. And secondly, how you solve the problem is working out how you stop the black king from getting into the right defensive position while our own king moves forward. Have fun with it, blindfold Easters, and until next time, happy chessing.
Thank you, blindfold Easters. Good night.